You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, August 23rd. I'm Jeffrey Cain, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 5 billion. That's about how many robocalls Americans receive every year. There has been a huge increase in the number of unwanted calls. They've more than doubled since 2016. But on Thursday, big phone companies like AT&T and Verizon struck an agreement with state attorneys general to combat robocalls. That means telecom giants will be working on stopping the calls from being placed and helping law enforcement trace them. They will also provide free call blocking to consumers. One potential problem? The agreement doesn't include small internet-based carriers, and that's where big chunks of robocall activity originate. The next number up is 2.8%. That's what global economic growth will slow to in the fourth quarter. That's according to economists at Morgan Stanley. It would be a significant slowdown from the beginning of the year. The projected slump is based on an assumption of the U.S.-China trade war continuing, with global growth staying under 3% until the second quarter of 2020. But the consequences may not be that far out in the future. The economists say the weakness is already spreading to non-manufacturing sectors, labor markets, and consumption across the world. Our last number is 8%. That's how much shares of Overstock.com rose on Thursday. The jump came after its chief executive, Patrick Byrne, said he was resigning. His departure may be the end of a strange saga. Last week, the company issued a press release titled, Overstock.com CEO Comments on Deep State Withholds Further Comment. The press release went on to disclose that Byrne had been a witness in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation after having a romantic relationship with a woman accused of being a Russian intelligence agent. After that disclosure, the company's shares plunged. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, August 23rd. I'm Jeffrey Cain. We will be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a good weekend.